Welcome to MIS, everyone. I'm your host, Todd Wolfhurst. On this episode of MIS, we're going to be talking a little bit more about business. We're going to be talking to Tyler Nass, and he's going to tell us some of the things he did to promote his new software, Emulator. Welcome to the show, Tyler.
How's it going tonight, Todd?
I'm doing well. So on this part of the podcast, we're really going to kind of focus a little bit more around the business side of some of the software development stuff that you've been working on. So can you tell me a little bit about that? So what's the primary competitive advantage that you think that your software has over other software platforms that do something kind of similar to what Emulator does?
Yeah, sure. So there are certainly other products out there that can effectively achieve what my product, what Emulator is looking to achieve. However, Emulator, the real primary competitive advantage is that it just simply saves developers time and effort when scripting. And it actually saves them a pretty significant amount of time. With the current developers that I have using the product now, they're saving anywhere between 30 to 45 minutes a week when it comes to scripting. So, yeah.
Excellent. Now, a lot of different software packages have lots of different licensing models. Can you tell us a little bit about kind of how your licensing model works?
Yeah, sure. So right now the licensing model is developers can go down or can go to my website, emulator.com, M-U-L-8-R.com, download the tool there and use it free for 30 days. And if they want to keep using the tool after 30 days, then they need to pay $4.99 a month for the tool. And now this is a pricing model that, as we speak, is being iterated upon. I'm really trying to figure out how much time is it saving all of my customers, and then using that and understanding their jobs and really how much they're getting paid, and from there actually calculating, how much time it's saving them and really how much value it's adding. And so, as I get more users or get more customers, this is something that surely is going to be iterated upon.
Excellent. So you're starting off. This is a new company. It's sometimes difficult to get your message out and get your product marketed. What are some of the things that you've done to market the product and try to differentiate yourself out there?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I've actually done quite a bit with regards to video marketing. I spent a month with a videographer really designing and building a video that effectively describes the problem and describes the solution of Emulator. Now it's more of an infographic animated type of video. And so I spent about a month doing that. And then I'm still spending a lot of time right now doing Linux tutorials and command line tutorials using my tool. And so I'm using kind of tutorials with my tool, in video format as a marketing tactic as well. A lot of these tactics are just being set in place as we speak. And so I can't quite speak to results at the moment. And then another way is I've tried to take a very value-added marketing approach. And really what I've actually been doing is commenting on tons and tons and tons of different programmers and developers' problems on Reddit and Product Hunt as well, and really helping them try to solve problems. And, I got social media, obviously, but nothing too much, nothing too crazy there. Those sites, based off of my experience, it's been pretty hard to get attention on there. And it's really been hard to, really, really, really convert people from those social media platforms and get them onto my site. So that's been a bit difficult. And then another thing that I'm trying out this week is Reddit ads. from my knowledge and from my understanding, they are pretty cheap, relatively compared to Facebook and Google. And so all these different tactics, all these different strategies are in the works at the moment, and I'll kind of see how they play out over the next month or so.
So it's interesting that you say that you've gone on to other sites to sort of help other developers. There's a book by an author named Gary Vaynerchuk called The Thank You Economy. And that's some of the tactics that he uses as well, is really not so much trying to sell your product, but actually try to, you know, create that community and really actually try to help other people. Is that kind of the same tactic or same idea that you're shooting for here?
Yeah, absolutely. I want to say that I think I definitely have heard of the tactic from him, either on social media or on YouTube in some way, shape, or form. But yeah, I think it's very important, because also if you go into these communities and if you try to sell to these people, they will straight up kick you out right away. Like, there's a zero tolerance policy for selling. So it might be the only way to sell through these communities. And there's obviously a ton of attention there. But regardless, we really think about the business as, you know, effectively really trying to solve all the different problems with managing computing resources, as well as really any tedious and laborious system administration tasks. And so, if we have to have a negative ROI on this tactic for a month or for 3 months, just to build up a community, I really think it's something that could pay its dividends in the long term.
Excellent. So what do you like best so far about developing the brand around the application?
Yeah, I would say I call it almost a magical experience, is being able to build products and solutions that add value to customers and end users. And seeing your products have an impact on somebody is quite a magical experience. It's very difficult to describe. But really the best part about building a company up until this point, and, you know, probably until some time in the future, is absolutely just being able to create products that consumers really love, and more than anything, it really helps them with some problem.
So where do you see this product going in the next, you know, let's say 12 months, 18 months, 24 months, 36 months, kind of where is that timeline for you as far as, you know, some of the goals and some of the targets that you want to hit sort of in the short term and then longer term?
Yeah, so that's a great question. And quite honestly, at the moment, I'm really just focused on getting more end users and getting more customers for Emulator itself. And I kind of say that with regards to that timeline, I would say I'm going to be laser focused on that for the next 6 months. Beyond that, for the next 12 months, for the next 2 years, I would say I'm really going to start branching out in the enterprise, you know, because fundamentally this problem of scripting being tedious and laborious and system administration being tedious and laborious as well, fundamentally this problem is the same in the enterprise. It exists just in a completely different color. Nowadays, you know, I'm sure people hear tons about Docker and Kubernetes. People are in big data, you know, Hadoop and Kafka, those are, you know, really popular technologies and frameworks. Well, managing those technologies and frameworks, can also be very tedious and laborious. I haven't done too much customer discovery with regards to third-party technologies and frameworks in the enterprise. However, the developers that I have talked to, the vast majority of them, 75% of them, have mentioned to me, like, yeah, you know, this is a huge problem. when I'm trying to build and deploy Docker instances, for example. So, you know, really in the next 2 years, I kind of see the company and the product branching out into enterprise computing resources.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, Tyler, for your time today.
Perfect. Well, thanks so much again for having me, Todd, and I really appreciate it, and great job with the questions.
All right, we'll talk to you later. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, that does it for this episode of MIS. Take care, everybody.